At 6:45 this afternoon, I learned that Coach Mike Anderson was going to be resigning his position as head men's basketball coach at the University of Missouri. Now, when we learned of that, we then talked about some of the plans for this evening, and that being getting together with all of you at 9 o'clock. But part of that as well, too, included making sure that we had some of our student athletes with us. And I'm certainly very pleased and proud that Lawrence, Marcus, and Kimmy were here with me here, but obviously we have other student athletes in our men's basketball program that are here as well too. But I appreciate these three guys taking the opportunity to be here with me. Let me talk initially though, and I want to talk a little bit about a process, some history, and then kind of where we are today and then where we're going to be going from here. But I want to talk about the Mizzou job, and I want to talk about the job that Mike Anderson and his staff have done at the University of Missouri, which has been an outstanding job. And we are so appreciative of the job that Mike and his staff and their families have done for the University of Missouri. We've been blessed that he has been here with us for 5 years, and we wish him nothing but the best. We have the tremendous and highest regard for Mike, for our staff, and for all those people, in addition to our student athletes, that have made Mizzou basketball what it is today. And certainly it's very exciting of where we are today and where we'll be heading. But if we talk a little bit about the time frame that led to today, you know, folks have talked before about an opportunity to perhaps put together a new contract, a restated contract, a revised contract for Coach Anderson. And I want you all to know that those discussions happened a long time ago. Those started 5 months ago. We've had those discussions going on for about 5 months, and that was inclusive of those of us at Mizzou as well as Coach Anderson, which led us throughout a process to a time where we were able to gather data, to be able to define the parameters of where we wanted to be with our program, all of the qualities that Coach had brought to our team and to our program beyond just the wins and losses, to a point where even last Wednesday when we were in Washington, D.C., Mike Middleton, our deputy chancellor, and I had the opportunity to just talk with Coach Anderson that night on Wednesday night and indicate to him at that time that our general counsel and our folks had sent some draft documents to his representatives. All of those, of course, are always pending board approval, but we wanted them to have something to be able to look at because this is something that we wanted to continue to pursue. It was also very important for us at that time to talk to him about that before we played any game in the NCAA tournament, because we'd already been talking about this well before we played any games this year, because this isn't about and wasn't about wins and losses, that we have expectations that are much greater at Mizzou than just winning games. It's the total package of what we're looking for in our program. And so throughout that time, certainly we were moving on a path that was leading us to hopefully looking at things that would prepare us for the future, all the way up through yesterday, when we had an opportunity to be able to visit with some of our leadership team, just to talk to them about some of the things that we would like to be able to do. Last night at a little bit after 5 o'clock, I received a telephone call from our general counsel's office that it indicated that they had received a request from a representative of Coach Anderson, asking us as the representative for Coach for permission for Coach Anderson to be able to interview for and talk with another institution. In his contract, I'm digressing, but I think you all know there's language in that contract that requires that. I mean, this is the third year in a row that we've kind of gone through that, so we're used to that and we know that, and Coach knows that as well too, as well as our entire team does. And when I got off the phone after receiving that phone call, I called Mike, and we swapped phone calls. As you know, Coach had a memorial service for a dear friend of his last night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And being respectful of the fact that he was mourning the loss of a loved one, I knew it might be a little time before we had an opportunity to talk. And finally, about 9:15 last night, Coach Anderson and I did have an opportunity to talk, and we did talk about that request that he had made. And he did want to talk to me about the fact that he was hoping that our leadership team at Mizzou would grant him the ability to be able to talk with another institution. I'd asked him to sleep on that a little bit and wait until maybe we can get together tomorrow. We had a really busy day today, which we did, up until about 12:30 this afternoon. And at 12:30 today, the chancellor's office and myself, we visited with Coach Anderson on a conference call. And at that time, Coach Anderson asked us directly for permission to be able to talk to another institution. And as we talked about that for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, just talked about various issues and things, we granted that permission at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Don't hit me directly on that timeline, but it was about 1 o'clock. From that point, I received a telephone call at 6:20 this afternoon from Coach Anderson asking me if I could meet him in the offices at about 6:45. I met with Coach Anderson at 6:45 today in his office, and he informed me at that time that he was going to be resigning his position from the University of Missouri as our head men's basketball coach. Okay? So that's what led us all the way up until that time today. 7 o'clock this afternoon, I know Coach met with our team. 7:15, our guys were very gracious to wait there so I could visit with them as well, too, and I visited with our team. Today at 7:15, I visited with our coaching staff, our assistant coaches and graduate assistants, and all of our folks at 7:45 to talk to them about exactly what I'm talking to all of you about. I talked with our support staff at 8:30 this evening, and that led us up to where we are right now at 9 o'clock tonight. So that was what led us to where we are today. Now, as we go into the search process, I just want to talk to you a little bit about that right now. And then in a moment here, we're going to open it up to questions. But I come back to the point that I made earlier about the job that Mike Anderson and our team and our staff have done here at Mizzou. Mizzou is a great job. It's an unbelievable job as far as the leadership at our institution, the leadership at the highest levels of our institution, the leadership of our state, the commitment in higher education, the flagship institution of our state and one of the great land-grant institutions in the entire country. You combine that with the success that we have had over the course of the last several years and the history of success that we've had at Mizzou, and now complement that with the type of facilities that we've been able to put together, the Big 12 Conference as a whole, and the ability to compete at the elite level, which we've been able to do. And that's a whole combination for a heck of a job. And we're excited about that. And we know as we go into the search process, we're going to do so in that vein. There'll be a couple of people that will work with me on the search process. So I want you to know that. I want you to know that Whit Babcock will be a guy that will be with me. And he and I work together in the athletic program. Gary Link is a guy that I'm very close with. I think all of you know that. And certainly he has a tremendous respect for our institution in our program, and also Mike Middleton, a guy that he and I have worked together. He's over here on a few searches in the past between head football coaches and basketball coaches and other things in the process. Matter of fact, Mike and I worked together when we recruited Coach Anderson to come here 5 years ago. So it'll be our little team that'll kind of work with that. There'll be a lot of other people that'll be providing information and data and on and on. But what we'll really focus on are the qualities of the characteristics of the next head basketball coach at Mizzou. The number one will be our academic focus. Now, you guys all know, if you don't know, I know you've reported this, we've graduated 12 out of 15 kids in the Mike Anderson era. Guys, that's pretty stout numbers. So academically, these guys perform at a high level. The second thing that we're going to focus in on certainly is their recruiting capabilities, their ability to be able to recruit not only strong regionally, but clearly nationally. We've developed into a nationally elite program again. We have been in the past. We've again reached that status. The ability to mentor behavior, to be able to model the types of behaviors on and off that basketball court. No one exhibited that better than Mike Anderson of people that I've ever worked with before. He does it in an outstanding way. Work ethic. The one thing about us at Mizzou, we have a tremendous work ethic, so it's got to be someone that can really zero in and focus in a work ethic and a team-oriented environment. We are simply part of a fabric of higher education and a greater good here called the University of Missouri. And so that head coach has to understand, as Gary Pinkle does, as Robin Pinchton does, as Aaron Earlywine does, as Mike Anderson did, that we're all part of a bigger team, right? And they have to work in a team-oriented environment. The public representation is so critical for us that this is the face of basketball in the state of Missouri. This is, frankly, one of the more visible folks in the entire state. And so as our institution, it has to be somebody that embraces that type of role, doesn't shy away from that, but embraces that. It has to be somebody that wants to be at Mizzou. All right, this is a special place. The state of Missouri is a special place, and we believe that our program at Mizzou has developed and continues to develop to a destination place. This needs to be a place that folks want to be at and where they want to be for a long time. And at the end of all of that, and you all know this, we want to win. And I tell you, we want to emphasize that at the highest level. We're going to win in all these areas. But these guys have won a ton of games, in particular over the course of the last 3 years. And there's a tremendous amount of history in winning at a high level at the University of Missouri. Under Coach Stewart, and for a period of time, clearly under Quinn, and certainly what Mike Anderson has been able to do. And these guys are representatives of that. And so we're not satisfied, though, with where we're at the winning level right now. We have to win at a higher level, and we expect to win at a higher level. And so the person that we recruit to come here has to understand that that's what the expectations are. The expectations are not just to be competitive. The expectations are to win and to compete for championships and to do it with these characteristics. It's the reason it's a great job. That's the reason we're excited about where we're heading right now in the future. And while it's certainly challenging for us in a time that of change is always challenging, we're excited about what the future holds. Before we open it up to questions, I also want to mention this is as challenging a day as it has been for us today, it continues to be challenging in a very heartfelt way for the loss of Dolly Cadillac. I don't know how many of you are aware of that, but Coach Cadillac and Dolly have been a fixture around our institution for over 60 years, and they were married for over 60 years, and Dolly Cadillac passed away earlier today, and I would be remiss if I didn't express our condolences and sympathies to John Cadillac and to his entire family and to all of us for the loss of Dolly Cadillac as well today, too. So I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to mention that. So that was at least the timeline. I've taken 15 minutes, which is a little bit longer than I had hoped to be able to do because these guys got other things that they need to do, too. But with that being said, I'd like to open it up to perhaps a couple of questions initially of me, and then we're going to open it up to questions to our guys. And then when we're done with our guys, then we're going to let them go home, okay? And then I'm going to stay here, so I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay here with you as well, too. Okay, so a couple of questions. And, Dave, maybe you can help me a little bit. So, okay, Gabe.
Mike, was there a time over the last few days that you felt you had an agreement with Mike Anderson to remain the coach? And can you comment on the possibility that when he asked to talk to someone else, you all withdrew that contract extension and he didn't have the option to sign it?
Gabe, can we take that kind of in a two-part then? So let's start with the first one. Okay, so in the first part of that, I don't think any time you ever feel that you have an agreement with anyone, in particular until there is ultimate approval by our board of curators for anything. I mean, that's kind of how we operate. And I think in college athletics, I think for anyone to say that, hey, we already thought we had a quote-unquote done deal, I think that they're speaking a little bit too quickly. So I would not say that anybody expected nor believed that we had anything that was completed at all, other than, you know, certainly we were pleased with the progress that we have been making. On the second part of that question, can you give it to me again, Cave?
Yeah, thought that when Mike asked you to speak to another institution, the possibility of the contract extension was withdrawn and was off the table.
So I'll speak to that. Is that as part of the approval for Mike having the opportunity to talk with another institution, we withdrew that at that time. And so that was a condition of our approval. And so at 1 o'clock this afternoon, when we approved his ability to be able to talk with another institution, simultaneously we withdrew any discussions or any offer that was out there. Mike?
In light of what Coach Anderson had said several times, he wants to retire at Missouri, plans on being in Missouri, how would you characterize the abrupt about face and the feeling of a lot of your fans that they've been betrayed?
Well, it'd be hard for me to speak for our fans. And I would tell you this, is that, you know, I think those decisions on what people make, what Coach made in his particular situation, are decisions that he made for whatever reasons that may be. Was I hopeful and confident that he and I were going to be working together for a long time? I sure was. You know, I tell you, I've been fortunate to work with guys like Gary Pinkel for a long time, and I think he and I are going to work together for a long time, even more. I've been fortunate to work with a guy like Mike Anderson, and I thought I was going to work with him for a long time, like I have with Tim Jamison, like I will be with Aaron Erlewine, like I will be with Robin Pinchin and others. And so it's disappointing, you know, certainly for me, because I was looking forward to that. We have a great working relationship. But as far as trying to respond to what perhaps some of our fans feel or our team, any of our folks, you know, I think that would be, you know, it's not for me to be able to really to respond to what they may be thinking.
Do you feel betrayed?
You know, I usually choose not to kind of talk about how what my personal feelings are, and I think, you know, you all kind of know that. I try to just stay on point on what we're doing. I will tell you, though, I love Mike. I love working with Mike, and he's a great person, and I'm really I'm disappointed I'm not going to have a chance to continue to do that. But he certainly made that decision. We wish him well. He's going to do terrific things. He continued to do, and we're moving Mizzou forward. It's about Mizzou.
One more question for Vahe, and then our student athletes.
Mike, just in the heat of the moment, it's easy to think about the awkward way this is ending and everything, but can you just reflect in a broader way back to the very day he was hired and the circumstances of that day, but meaning generally the sort of chaotic time from then to right. now and what Mike did in that way?
Okay, so then I know it's going to sound strange to you, but I'll remember. I guess it was March 26, 2006. Not that I remember the day. Trying to make light of that. But, wow, what a awkward situation for all of us at Mizzou for lots of things that we went and recruited a guy out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, to come here to be our head basketball coach at Mizzou. And we were so excited about that. And with all the turmoil and turbulence that was taking place here, whether it surrounded me personally or really our program and our institution, it was a tough time. And I think about that now, and I think to myself that there was no doubt at that time Mike could have turned around and ran right back to UAB and said, wait a minute, man, I got something really good going here. But you know what? He didn't. He said, no. I'm committed towards doing something special at Mizzou. I'm going to do that. And he came in, and he just knocked it out of the park. And I think back, you know, 5 years ago how he did that. And, again, we're just very thankful that he made the decision to stay the course with us, and we're a better program because of that.